been saved. So we cry out your name. Tells the light, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, the weary light on your cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We on your grace, Adonai, crown in praise, Lord Most High, in Jesus. Oh, so we cry tonight. Oh, so we cry. Oh, so we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, we on your grace, I don't, oh, crown in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord. Give me the last stanza. Let me just read it so that we lift up our hearts tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, Father of love, never failing to forgive. Each moment is a gift from you to live. Praise the Lord. Each moment is a gift. Praise the Lord. For you to live. We are only here to tell the world about your grace. Until the day you take us all away. Praise God. It's very chilly outside there, but the Lord has placed something upon our hearts tonight. And so we have defied the cold and has come to his presence. As there is a song that says that if our heart is what? Looking for, testing for manna, where should we go? Where could I go? Yes, let's sing that song as we prepare ourselves. Amen. Where could you go? To the house of God. Amen. God bless you. Been below. Let's sing with one.
Hardly yet comfort to our soul. Striving alone to face temptation so. Where could I go back to the Lord?
Oh, where could I go?
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. No need of a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go back to the Lord? Even sometimes I love them, everyone. We get along this miracle. Then when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go back to the Lord?
Oh yeah.
Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking the refuge for my soul. Oh, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, life here is grand. With friends I love so dear. From what I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hands of death, where could I go back to the Lord?
Where could I go?
Oh, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Need a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go?
Where could I go?
Where could I go?
Seeking a refuge for my soul. Oh, need a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Oh yes, tonight, Lord, where could we go when our soul is needing manna from above? There is no other place than in your house. So Lord, tonight we say thank you, God, for our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus. Oh, your precious hands have led us, oh God. Father, you've kept us through the day. In our schools, in our working places, in our homes. Father, you have fed us, Lord. And even tonight, oh God, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. There is something special also. Oh, the spirits, Lord, needing, oh God, something from you, Lord. The inner man seeking manna, O Lord. Father, that have really brought us together tonight to sit at your feet, O God, and hear you speak, O God. Father, we are here tonight, O Lord Jesus, not on our own, because you want us to be here. The day that, Lord, you made this day, you saw it and you saw us. Amen. Gathered here, and you were in our midst, Lord, all to open your word to us. Father, we thank you that, Lord Jesus, you have known us even before the foundation of the world. Father, tonight we want to read from your word, O God. Lord Jesus, you are the author of it. Father, even as the mysteries, Lord Jesus, that are hidden in this book, through your prophet, Lord, oh, the grace that you have given to us, all these mysteries, Lord Jesus, have been revealed, Lord, unto us. Father, we thank you that tonight, even as we come again on the topic of Godhead, Lord Jesus, Amen. We know that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, is here, Hallelujah. Oh, to lead us to God. Amen. Father, bless your word and make it alive, O Lord, unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let us stand quickly to we shall read two scriptures. The first one, 1 Timothy 3:16, and then the second one we shall read John 1. Verse 1. Let's turn to First Timothy 3:16. Let's hear the word of God. We are on the Godhead, the second part tonight. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Amen. Now let's turn to John 1. Let's hear from there also. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Let's go to 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Lord Jesus, bless Your word. Teach us tonight, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Our first reading last week, we talked about it, that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And we got to know that godliness, the prophet was looking for the meaning of godliness, and he arrived at, when he said he went to one brother Jeffrey's house, they found an old dictionary, and in it they saw the meaning of godliness, which means to be like God. Amen. So it is a mystery to be like God. You cannot just be like God unless you know who that God is before you can be like Him. Amen. And that also is a mystery. And we thank God that we are privileged that this mystery, it has been revealed to us. Amen. And then in our second reading, we read of something like a puzzle here. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you get how many people? One. Praise the Lord. You get one. And he said, this Word was made flesh. He said, the Word was God. And this Word, that means this God, was made what? Flesh. To dwell amongst us. And so we could even close every argument here. Praise the Lord. We could just close everything here. That the Word which was God, then verse 14 says, that Word that was God was made flesh to dwell amongst us. So where is the controversy anymore? Where is the argument? That people still believe that there are three gods. We don't believe in those things. So last week, as I was telling you that there is a group, and let me just call their name, because we are talking about the truth, the Jehovah Witness. In their Bible, this very John 1:1, I read it to you, this is the way how they've put it. Said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. See? The Word was a God. They are trying to make it what? Two. And so a God is, that God is in what? Small letter. The G is in small letter. And he said, this one, that means that small God, this one was with, in the beginning with God. Capital G. So it makes them what? Two people. And one time I met them. You know where their argument was? The argument was that, okay, turn to, they asked me to turn to Genesis 1:26. So I turned my scripture because I was very confident that there is one God. So nowhere you take me through, I wouldn't be able to answer you. Amen. Then they said, okay, now look. I said, that's fine. And God said, let us make a man in our image, after our likeness. Praise the Lord. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Said, is it not what? Talking to Jesus, another God, there was a second person he was talking to. Trinitarians, that's the argument. Their most great argument is this one. Said, who was he talking to? He was talking to what? The second God, the God that was beside him. And meanwhile, it was after that I began to give them all the Isaiah texts I gave to you last week. That there is no God beside me. Amen. After giving them all this Isaiah, he said, why should all your texts that you are reading, they are all from Isaiah. They are all from Isaiah. I said, oh, you want more? Okay. I said, all right. Let's go to Deuteronomy. So today I'm going to give you another word, another scriptures. So take your pens and write them. Amen. No, last week I gave you Isaiah 43, 44, 45, which spoke that there is no other God beside me. Amen. And now their argument was, I'm quoting from only Isaiah. I said, okay, don't worry. I'll give you more quotes if you want. And so I said, now let's go to Deuteronomy. Because they are saying that let us go means God was speaking to a second person. Because Jehovah Witness people, they believe two gods. And then they said the Holy Ghost is just what? Some kind of a force, power. But they believe that there are two persons. And so let us is what is their argument they are holding on to, that there are two people. God speaking to what? The second person. And so after giving them all the quotes in Isaiah, they were still saying that I'm quoting from only Isaiah. So now let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 4:35. He said, unto thee it was shown. Unto you it has been shown. Amen. That thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Then they were quiet. He saw that now the battle is really tough for them. They had to start begin to pack their things to move away. I said, sit down, I want to give you more. They were still packing. I said, sit down, I want to give you more. Deuteronomy 4:39. Quick. He said, know therefore this day. Oh, my brother, my sister. Know it this day. If you have never known it, know it today. This day. And consider it in thine heart. Put it here in your heart. That the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:4. Quick. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Brother Kwame, O hear, Sister Nachisa, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. The Lord our God is what? One Lord. Deuteronomy 32:39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. Praise the Lord. I just want to stop there. There is no God. See now, it is what? A small God. And in their Bible, they've written that God who is behind, beside the big God. They've written a small G. And so I said, you see here, in their own Bible it is there. There is no God with me. Praise the Lord. Now, the question of let us. We need to what? Prove it. Because they are using it as what? A proof that God was speaking to what? Someone. Amen. But before we go to that, let us. My brother, this God that we are serving is what? The last one is that what? He said, there is no God with me. There is no other God with me. The Lord your God is what? One Lord. And so this one God, when he met Abraham, this God met Abraham. And when he met Abraham, he told Abraham that my name is Almighty God. El Shaddai. My name is what? Almighty God. El Shaddai. Then he met Moses also. And then he told Moses that, Moses, for you, I what? When I met Abraham, I introduced myself as what? The Almighty God. El Shaddai. But to you, I introduce myself to you as what? Jehovah. Amen. The same God. Let us read it. Let's read where those scriptures are. First meeting Abraham is in Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Don't forget this scripture, because we are going to come on it again. This Almighty God. Amen. God said, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and thou be what? Perfect. And then Moses also met someone. Let's look at that also. In Exodus 6. Exodus 6. 3 and 2. Two. Verse 2. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. Verse 3. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Amen. The same one God. When he met with Abraham, he was El Shaddai. In a different office. And that same God now met what? Moses. And he said, I am what? Jehovah. Are there two people? Praise the Lord. Are there two? That same God. Now let us look at the problem that they carry all the time. This lets us. Whom was God speaking to? Because he said, let us. Yes, it is in the Bible. Let us. So whom was God speaking to? Yes, the scripture must answer. Amen. The scripture must answer. Their argument is in Genesis 11:7. Apart from, the first one is what? I've read the first one is Genesis 1:26. Then I told them that, look, I will give you more letters before I explain to you. I'll give you even more letters. So I said, just open at Genesis 11:7. Genesis 11:7. Go to, let us go down. You see? Let us go down. God is speaking to someone. Let us go down. And they confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. See? I said, I've given you even more. See? I said, I will give you even a third one. Praise the Lord. So I said, yes, look, open at Isaiah 6:8. Let us. So that means God was speaking to what? Jesus Christ. Jesus at that time. Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Amen. Then I said, here I am. Send me. Amen. Hey. So I said, now, see, this is another third one. See, who will go for us? So whom was God referring to? Praise the Lord. Now we come to the answers. Isaiah saw a vision. Amen. Amen. The prophet Isaiah saw a vision. Let's start reading from Isaiah 6, 1 to 7. He saw a vision. Give me Isaiah 6, 1 to 7. He saw a vision. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. What did Isaiah see?
Amen.
One seated on what? Seated on a throne. One, not two, not three, but one. Okay, now go on. Above it, the throne, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain they covered their feet, and with twain they did fly. Amen. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Six. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Who were with the Lord who was seated on the throne? They were what? Seraphims. Seraphims. Praise the Lord. Now look at the description. What Isaiah saw. You see that John also saw the same thing. The same word. Seraphims with what? The six wings. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at what Prophet Micaiah also saw. Second Chronicles 18:18. Prophet Micaiah. Second Chronicles 18:18. Again he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne. See? Not two people, not three people, but one Lord is sitting upon his throne. And all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Praise the Lord. Amen. The hosts of heaven, the seraphims and angels, they were what? On his left and on his right. Amen. There was no second God. Amen. One God seated upon the throne. Amen. And then John on the island of Patmos. Revelation 4. Revelation 4 from 2. Verse 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. One sat on the throne. Not two, not three. One sat on the throne. Yes? Come on. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow run about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Yes? And run about the throne were 24 seas. And upon the seas I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in a white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yep. And out of the throne, see, the throne, out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which were the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne, let me just get to that. Okay, let's just keep on reading. After all, it's the word of God. We love the word of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around about the throne were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. See, they were what? By the throne, where that one Lord was seated. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast was the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings. The same thing who saw? Isaiah saw. Amen. Six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day nor night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." That was the same thing what Isaiah also had. Praise the Lord. So who were always with what? God. They were not what? A third God. No man. Praise the Lord. It was what? The host of heaven. The seraphims and the angels. So it is this that he said, let us. Praise the Lord. No other person, but these are the ones that he said, let us do this. Let us go here. Amen. Let us. You see, somebody, one of them, when we were talking about, now they said, now they accepted that, okay, there was no God beside what? There was no any other God beside him. I said, then your scripture, your Bible is contradicting, isn't it? Now one of them said, and the other one just said, one of them made a mistake. He brought something out and it really demoralized all of them. He said Jesus was not yet born at that time. Praise the Lord. And, amen. Jesus was not yet born then. Jesus was not yet born. The whole of the Old Testament. Then why Jesus told the Pharisees that Abraham saw my day? They were locked up again. No answer. You see, there is only one God. There is no way you try to what? Make what? Two gods, three gods. That what? It will ever work. So, now let's come to what? The father and son relationship. Praise the Lord. Jesus has been praying, have been giving thanks to the Father. To the Father. Hey, Father. So always, that's another argument. Let's find the answer. They are here. By revelation, we have the words, the answer. Amen. So we are moving to maybe the New Testament now. Jesus first made mention of the Father when he was 12 years old. You remember that time? You remember it? The first time he made mention of that name Father, he was 12 years old. Who can remember? All right, let's be gone. It was when they had gone to what? The Passover in Jerusalem. Amen. With Mary and Joseph. And whilst they were coming, they were going back to Nazareth. They lost Jesus. They thought that he was what? Walking amongst with some of the families. Then they went a little further. Maybe when night was coming, they could see that Jesus was not amongst them. So they had to go back to Jerusalem. I know you now remember the story. They had to go back to Jerusalem looking for him. And they found him no other place but in the house of God. Amen. So when they tried to query him, why you've made us feel so, we've been looking for you. And what did Jesus, that was the first time Jesus mentioned the name of the Father. As Luke 2, 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Why is ye not that I must be about my Father's business? You see? That was the first time. And from that time, Jesus has been referring to this Father. He has been offering prayers and thanksgiving to this Father in heaven. Voices were even being heard from heaven speaking to him. And all this, they said, there is what? One big God up there. That is what? Speaking to him. That's the big God that is there, whom has the Father, whom he is what? Praying unto. Was giving thanks unto. My brother, this is what? This is a revelation. Amen. And last week I gave you one text from Luke 10:22. So we will base on that and begin to what? Find the answer of who the Father is. Amen. Because in Luke 10:22, he said, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Amen. There is a mystery. Who the Father is, and no one knows it. Except only the Son knows. And who the Son is, no one knows except what? Only the Father knows it. And then, whom it will be revealed to. And it has been revealed to us. So we know who the Father is and who the Son is. Amen. So we see that when Jesus was on earth here, he tried to let the people know who he is. You see, the Pharisees and the scribes, they know who that Messiah is. They know that it is what? God will come in flesh. They knew it. Praise the Lord. You can never tell a Jew and tell him that there are three gods. No, sir. They believe that they have only one God. Amen. And they knew that this God will visit them one day. Praise the Lord. And the way how Jesus came, no, it was what? Too below standard. See, man's ideas, man's thought, that it's his situation, his life and everything was what? Below the standard. Even we Pharisees, we are even what? We are even bigger. Look at the way how we are. Look at our long dress. Huh? And this lanky man without any beauty in him, nothing to show that, no face, you can see a kingly life in him to be the Messiah. No. But when they meet secretly, you know what they think? They say, hey, but he's fulfilling really. He's fulfilling every scripture about him. But the way how he is, you see, we cannot accept it that way. But he is fulfilling every scripture of the prophets. See? So one of them, Say, for me, I want my salvation. You know? I want my salvation. My brother, my sister, run for your own salvation. Praise God. If you have found the truth, run to it. Run. Run. Run from the world. Run from Satan. Run away. And go and seek him. So one of them said, I want my salvation. So he said, by night. You know the person? Huh? Nicodemus. He went by night and said, Master, we know that thou art come from what? God, because if not, you wouldn't have been able to do all these things. So for me, I've come. Please, I want my salvation. Jesus said, you must be born again. You know the story. So we are not on that. So now, the scribes and the Pharisees, I've told you already, when Jesus was trying to tell them that, look, I am the Almighty God. Here I am in flesh, according to what? Scriptures. Here I am. That's why he told them that, look, before Abraham saw my day and rejoiced, he was trying to let the people know who he was. Amen. He said, but you are not up to even 50 years. He said, before Abraham was, I am. They took stones. They wanted to stone him. See? Truth was before them. Truth was before them. But they were struggling to accept the truth. Today, that spirit is still here. People struggling what? To accept what is the truth. Struggling, they find it difficult to accept what? Truth. But they know that, still they know that this is the truth. But yet, it becomes difficult to accept what is the truth. Praise the Lord. So, the scribes and the Pharisees, it went over their head because the truth was standing before them. Yet, they could not what? They found it what? Difficult. That they had to believe that. Then, let's come to the first group. The second group is the disciples. And we are the third group. The second group is what? The disciples. They also, Jesus, many a time, will be talking about this father. Father, I'm going to pray to the father. The father this. When the father works, I also work. You see, these disciples, they know that Jesus, they believe that Jesus, you are that Almighty God that has come. But all the time you talk about another father again, why? They couldn't understand why you are the Almighty God. Then who the father? You are talking every day, father. The disciples themselves, they were confused. Amen. They were confused. Jesus said one time, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. For henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. This was a question that was put to him. One time it was what? Philip. Was it Philip that asked that question? One of the disciples asked that question. He said, if you have known, he said, I've been with you many times, all this time, and you don't know who the Father is? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. But yet, the disciples were not
satisfied. They were not satisfied. Turn to John 14. John 14. John 14. That's where, when Jesus told them that he was going away, and they will also come where he will go. Then Thomas said, "But Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we come?" And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto me, unto the Father by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father, and also from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Then, verse 8. Give me verse 8. Now, listen closely. Closely here. Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Praise the Lord. For today, every day, Father, Father, I'm praying to the Father, thanksgiving to the Father. If the Father works, then I also work. Why every day, Father? But we know that you are only one God that has come amongst us. Every day you're talking about Father, Father, Father. Is it not a question on your mind also that who is this Father? Huh? Philip asked it. Philip said unto him, "Lord, show us the Father. Today, it suffices that to know who the Father is. Tell us." So Jesus, what did Jesus say? Let's look at. Okay, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall..." Listen first. That is John 16. Okay, no, let me put John 16. Let's turn to John 16 now. John 16. Okay, let's read verse 9, what he said there. "And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been long time with you, and yet thou had not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Amen. They took it just way like that. Now let's turn to John 16. They took it that way. Now he said, "You have seen what? As you have seen me, you have seen what? You have seen the Father." Now let's turn to John 16. When Jesus started to break, to show them now who he, Jesus, is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't sleep, because we are coming to the true revelation.
Amen.
Open up. Amen. God bless you. Verse 23. "And in that day..." Okay, let me see. Let's start from... Okay, let's read from that place. "And in that day..." It is tonight. Our prayer tonight is based here. "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." He
You see, after telling them that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, then he says again, anything that you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. He said to have 24, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. If you have not asked anything in my name, now ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Tonight, if you have not asked what you need, ask. So the Lord wants to make what? Your joy full. Now verse 25. Says, these things, you see, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. See, I've been taking you around, talking about this Father, Father, Father all the time. These things that I have spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh. Praise the Lord. The time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs. Oh, praise the Lord. But I shall show you plainly of the Father. Oh, praise God. Verse 26. And at that day he's talking about, at that day, ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. Are you getting it? While Jesus was with us here, he always refers to a Father up there. Amen. And so he said, ask of the Father in my name, and he will provide. But he said, the time is coming. Praise the Lord. And it is tonight. Amen. Ye, I will not tell you that I will ask the Father to give it to you. But what? In my name. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. That time is when he has gone back to take what? His position. To take his place. Praise the Lord. Amen. That same one God who was here, he said, when he goes back there. But here he's talking about the Father. But he said, a time is coming that it will no more what? Asking through what? The Father. But in my name. Praise the Lord. Time is coming that then he's gone now. That is why today everything is in the name of what? Jesus Christ. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness and diseases are what? Cast in the name of Jesus Christ. People are possessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why people are praying today? Look, they don't say in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But all the time, they say in the name of Jesus Christ. Yet when it comes to baptism, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is different. He's gone up there. The question of Father is no more. He is the same, that same Father. Said, what about, the voice that was coming from up there? My brother, that's why he's omnipresent God. Amen. Present everywhere. Praise the Lord. And even that voice that came down, he said, it was not for me, it was for you. Not because of me it came, it's because of you. Praise the Lord. That scripture is in John 12. Yeah, give me John 12. Let's start from verse 27. Even the voice that comes, he said, "What is not for me is for you." Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said, that is standard. Others said, an angel spoke to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now, when he was here, it was always what? Father. The whole of the Old Testament, we never heard of what? A son or a father relationship. But when he, the Word, was made flesh and came and dwelt amongst us, he has to demonstrate to us the way, as the children of God, we need to do what? We need to serve our God. So that when he goes, he will receive that worship. That's what? The way to approach him. He has come here to demonstrate it. Amen. The purpose of God, for him to come, he has demonstrated how he goes down on his knees and pray till sweat all over him. Real showing what? Real dedication to what? To prayer. Surrendering everything into prayer. It was all what? Demonstration. Demonstrating how when he goes back, he will be receiving the same from us. So that he can what? He can also bless us. Amen. He has shown us the way how to pray. How to conduct ourselves. How to do things. Then he goes back. There is no more the Father. But once he's here, he will refer us to what? A Father up there. Amen. But when he goes there, there is no more any what? Father. There are more scriptures that we will look into them. Now, Stephen. Was it Stephen? Yeah, Stephen. Amen. When he was being stoned, he said he saw heaven. And he saw someone like a son of man seated on the right hand side of God. We will have the answer to it. Amen. Because that's another point they use. We are answering all these questions so that when we meet them, we will be able to what? To tell them what we believe. That there is only one God. Amen. There is no other God beside him. Amen. So our next studies will be that right hand of God. Amen. What Stephen saw, we need to what? Find the answer to it. What is the right hand of God? Because we see that seated on the right hand of God, going to heaven to sit on the right hand of God, will know what the right hand of God is. Amen. My brother, tonight, you have been given what? An assurance tonight. As John 16, 25 and 26. Said, these things I have spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of my Father. And at that day, and it is today. Amen. It is today. And at that day, ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. No, sir. Amen. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will give it unto you. Praise the Lord. Tonight, what is on your heart? He said, in his name. Not in the name of what? The Father. Not in the name of the Son. Not in the name of the Holy Ghost. But in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of God. The name of the Son. And the name of what? The Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That is why when the apostles, the disciples, when all this father matter, they were also, they couldn't also understand why father. But Jesus revealed it to them and said that day. And that day was when? That day was when they were given an order that they should go to Jerusalem and not leave Jerusalem, but stay there until they have what? Received power from heaven. Amen. So that day they went and stayed in the upper room. Praise God. They never knew when it would come. They just prayed and prayed and prayed. They have seen how Jesus have been praying. And they were praying in that same manner. Amen. He has shown them the way. And when the Holy Ghost had come, because it is what? The key to open the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit. When it has come upon them, that was what? It shows you what? It's a revelation. All hidden things become what? Clear. So all the hidden things. Now, when Jesus, when he was down here, what did he tell them? Go ye and preach the gospel to all and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He was here. Amen. But when he had gone up there, and he had given them the Holy Ghost, which opened what? All the hidden mysteries and the hidden things that they have been what? They've been hearing. He said, I've been speaking to you in Proverbs, but the day will come. It's no more in Proverbs. It will be what? A revelation. Amen. And now, when they went forth, when they have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it gave them the what? The revelation of who the Father is, who the Son is, and who the Holy Ghost is. And that is what? Jesus Christ. That's why they were what? Baptizing the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Musicians, come over. As we have an assurance from God that that day will come. And that day is today. Amen. That day is now that in my name ye shall ask and it shall be given unto you. In my name. Not in the name of the Father. Not in the name of the Son. Not in the name of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, whatever is in your heart, prepare to what? Ask and it shall be given unto you. Ah, Brother Maxwell, every day, every Wednesday we come, pray and it shall be given unto you. Pray, it shall be given unto you. But still my request has not yet come. My brother, my sister, keep on praying. Amen. Amen. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Your prayers is before him. Keep on praying. Just be like what? That we do. That will not allow that wicked judge to sleep every day knocking at his door. So the judge said, "Aye, this woman, I had to what? I had to see to her so that you stop worrying me." But your God will not say that you are worrying him. He will just appreciate the way how you are praying like whilst he was on earth here, the way how he was praying, calling someone Father, so that you also, we today, we can call him our Father. Amen. At the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ask me how to turn to Savior.
As we get ourselves, whatever is in your heart tonight, he said, in his name, all things are possible. In his name, in his name. In his name.
No, let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Linger in deep contrition. Help my own belief,
oh my Lord and Savior,
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 oh, hear my humble cry.
Why?
Pass me
by,
trusting only in thy
name.
Would I see thy face? Oh, heal my wounded, broken by thy grace,
O Lord, my Lord and Savior,
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 oh, hear my humble cry,
while on others thou art.
Though the spring of all my bones, oh, more than life to me, oh, have I all the desire I did, oh, in heaven by thee,
oh Lord, my Lord and Savior.
yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we know that, Lord, you are here tonight with us. Because your word assures us. You walk in the midst of your church. Tonight, Lord, was no exception, O God. You are here, Lord. You are here, Lord. You came to teach us. And now, Lord, you said in your name, in your name, in your name, we should act. In your name, all things are possible. In your name, the blind see. In your name, the crippled walk. In your name, the deaf even hear. In your name, powers and principalities are broken down. In your name, Lord, even the dead are raised. In your name, Lord, we receive power. Oh, what manner of man? What manner of man you are? What manner of man you are, Lord? Jesus Christ. Jesus, the name that is above every other name that has been given in heaven and earth here. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight. You said we should ask in your name. And in your name, many things have been done. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. In your name, they have received, even the dead are received, they are dead back to life again. You have not changed. In your name, the blind could see. In your name today, Lord Jesus, we have been called out from amongst the people. We've been called away from the world, just as you called our father Abraham. Lord Jesus, tonight, when you told the disciples that you have been speaking to them in Proverbs, but a day will be coming that you no more speak to them in Proverbs, but you show them plainly who the Father is, and that in your name, not anymore asking the Father, but in your name we should ask and it shall be given unto us. Tonight, the day that we are talking about is tonight as we stand before you, God. And this word that you have spoken, we know that it is yea and amen, and it will never return to you void. So Lord, upon the basis of this promise, upon the basis of this word that you have spoken yourself, Lord, tonight, your children, we've come asking. We've come seeking. We've come knocking. Lord, there are requests in the heart of your children, O God. Different requests, Lord. You know them, Lord, even before, because your word says, even before we open our mouths, you know all that is in our hearts. You that know the secrets of every thought. You that know the intents of every heart. Lord, tonight, we surrender, Lord. We bring our requests before you, Lord Jesus. Individually, they are standing before you. Some are looking for documents. Some are looking for reunion of families. Some are looking for jobs. Oh, Lord Jesus. We are asking. You said we should ask. And we know that in your name all things are possible. Not some. All things are possible. Lord, we believe it. Tonight, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that knoweth every heart that is here tonight. The Holy Spirit that knows every request tonight. Lord Jesus, we come believing. We come by faith. We come, Lord, that you, Lord, will meet us according to your riches in glory. Because your word tells us that you will supply all our needs according to your riches. Lord Jesus, I lift up, Lord Jesus, every request tonight. Every request in the heart of your people, Lord, is lifted up tonight, O God. There is no one besides you. There is no other Savior. There is no other God. So, Lord, tonight, you are listening to your children. You are listening to them. They are praying from their hearts, telling you, continue speaking to him. Continue ask from him, from your heart. Just ask. Just ask. 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 Seek from him. Seek from him. Oh, sister, he's so close to you. He's standing by you. He's listening to what you are saying. My brother, he's standing close by you. He's listening to what you are saying. Tell him. Tell him. He's always a friend. He's always there. He's always a friend when we are in need. He's always a friend when we walk even in the valleys of shadow of death. He said he will be with us. Let the Holy Spirit, call the Holy Spirit into your request so that what you request, it will meet the very purpose of God. Lord Jesus, you said in your name, oh, how true it is, that your name, O Lord, even when demons, legions, when they hear that name, when they see you, they prostrate on the floor. Oh, what manner of man you are. You are God. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and last. We remember, Lord, what you did. What you have done from the beginning of creation. All that have surrendered to you, Lord, you never failed them. You are that same God tonight, Lord. Father, even this hour, there is a prayer request from our precious sister Lily. She fell sick this morning, yesterday night. And she was rushed to the hospital. But thank God, she came back home. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the healing. We are not going to pray that Lord heal her. We believe that she is healed. Amen. So Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Any other request? For sickness, believe that you are healed. Junior Maxwell has a problem with the eye. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, tonight, that problem is finished. Amen. That eye problem is finished.
Amen.
It's finished.
Amen.
We believe it, Lord.
Amen.
We believe it, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah is an answer.
Hallelujah is an answer.
Hallelujah is an answer. When I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
One more time.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah is an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering God.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are an answering God. Many seeked you and they found you. Many asked in your name and they received it.
Amen.
Many seeked you and they found you. Many knocked and Lord, you opened the door. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. You are that same God tonight. That same God that opens and no one can close. That God that shuts and no one can open. Lord, tonight, oh God, we believe the Lord Jesus individually. Our request has come unto you. Just like Cornelius, his prayers reached you and you could not sit down, but to send down, oh, someone on his way. Oh, so the Lord Jesus, tonight also, we know that, oh God, you send someone in our way, Lord. You send our requests on our way, Lord. We will meet every request that, Lord, we have placed before you tonight.
Amen.
Because your word has always been true.
Amen.
It has never failed. And what you have said will never return to you void. Because you said it will go and accomplish. It will go and establish. And so, Lord Jesus, tonight, we claim every request that, Lord, we have placed before you. We claim them by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. That in your name, all things are possible. Lord, we thank you for our precious sister. Lily, that you have healed her. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, the eye of Maxwell Jr., Lord, is forever healed in Jesus' name. So, Lord Jesus, any sick here, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we claim total healing, never to come back again. Oh, Lord Jesus, we remember our brethren who weren't be able to come. Lord, they are for good reasons, Lord Jesus. We pray the Lord tonight, that same name Jesus Christ will be ringing in their hearts. For no reason, Lord, visit them wherever they are. Let this same revelation of God, oh, be their portion. Oh, the Lord Jesus, we know who you are. Oh, thank you, the Lord. We are the ones that you said you reveal yourself to. We thank you. We bless you tonight. We commit, Lord. Remember even our pastor also, Lord, into your hands. And the family all over in North Ireland, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray the Lord. Your hands will be upon him. Father, strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Grant him the Lord Jesus, that knowledge. Grant him, Lord, that anointing, Lord. Use him, Lord, as a real vessel in your house, God, for the sake of the bride. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Even Father, we commit, Lord, our meeting with you. As we come to table, Lord, Father, from today, we want to be examining ourselves. Help us to examine ourselves, Lord Jesus. And let every sin go out from our lives. Father, prepare us as we come and dine with you. The ordinance that you left for us, that we should do in remembrance of you. What you did on Calvary for us. Lord, we will continue looking at Calvary. Because it is there, the Lord Jesus, you sanctify us with your own blood. So that we can be like you. Father, we thank you tonight, even as we live here, oh God, we know you are the omnipresent God. The Lord, wherever we go, you see us and you walk with us. And even now, you are right in us, Lord. So, Father, tonight, we commit ourselves into your hands. If you still tarry then, Lord, let's see the beginning of another day and continue to give the glory to you. And we commit our journey back home, Lord, into your hands. That to give us mercies, Lord Jesus. That, oh God, even road users, whoever they are, Father, we pray the Lord, each and everyone, will reach his or her destination. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Even now, Lord, we want to turn our eyes onto Psalm 121 and say tonight, Jesus, we look unto you. Amen. We lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from you, Lord, which made heaven and earth. You will not suffer our foot to be moved. You that keepeth us will not slumber. You that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh Lord, you be our keeper. Amen. You be our shade upon our right hand. The sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Lord, we believe that you preserve our souls. You preserve our going out and our coming in, even from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you.
This is the air root.
Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus.
We have a breath. I'm desperate for you.